Colette, you've organised this event here today. First of all, just explain, I suppose, what's actually happening.
What's happening today is we're having a conversation in Kerry, in Tralee. So often when it comes to the future of work and employment and industry, it happens outside of Kerry, outside of Tralee, and as the county chamber is leading it, like, we want to be seen to, like, you know, these things have to happen here. So we've collected all these people here today. We have the IDA, we have Wind Energy Ireland, we have Kerry County Council, we have all the big employers, everybody in the room, the universities, and it's to have a very frank and open discussion within that room, and that we all are on the same page. And I suppose as well, like, Kerry has been powering Ireland for a long time. It's about time now that the economy was powering here. Now we're seeing the benefits of it, and we'd see more benefits from it.
And you mentioned benefits there, I suppose, and there are economic opportunities to be drawn from having renewable energy and leading that way, I suppose, as well. Talk us through what you've been hearing this morning and what some of those opportunities might look like.
Well, there's huge community opportunities and there's huge funding available and so on and so forth. But I suppose, and being very cognizant that we're in Kerry as well, and we have had so much, the big thing here really is the communities have to see that benefit. I'm not sure they fully understand it. We'll be releasing information afterwards, but it's really important that communities see the benefits in their area. We have to protect our towns, ensure they're vibrant, but we also have to be mindful of our rural heartlands. We have a beautiful county here in Kerry, a beautiful product. We're very proud of our culture, we're very proud of our place, and that must be protected as well. That's very important. So the benefits are there, but I suppose they need to be communicated a little bit more clearly. So that's the big thing, really.
And can you give me some examples maybe what those benefits are?
I suppose when you see investments in there, there's lots of infrastructure around supporting local clubs, investment into infrastructure in the area, maybe, you know, connectivity, transport, things. There's loads, depends on who's developing, there's loads of opportunity there, yeah.
And it's important, isn't it, as you said, to get all those people into the one room and to talk about it, because, you know, when there could be cross-collaboration maybe as well, which might benefit people as well, but you need to get them in the room to talk to establish that.
I suppose our colleagues in Chambers, our Limerick Chamber, have been very vocal on this for years. They've been working with the last, I suppose, 3 years now with the energy and the estuary, are also Clare, Ennis Chamber, powering, energising Clare. So there's a real collaboration behind the scenes. It's been going on for years between ourselves and Limerick and Clare, and we're very much working together. But I suppose we kind of did feel that Kerry wasn't as vocal as it could be, and we weren't seen to be doing it. So having all these people here today is a big part of kind of beginning the conversation, Amber. It's really starting here today.
And Colette, how's it going so far? I know you have really high profile speakers, and I suppose you're halfway through it now at this stage. So how is it going?
It's going excellent. It's going really, really well. We've had a great engagement. We're getting great questions in. Everyone's been very respectful, and it's very, very good. It's very honest. There'll be some difficult questions, but they're being answered, so we're delighted with that.
And there are challenges as well when it comes to this kind of infrastructure and developing it, and, you know, there's a lot of processes that have to go through as well, but this is all part of it, I suppose, isn't it, having the conversation, getting it going, and just kind of outlining what those challenges are as well as the opportunities.
Absolutely, that's exactly it. And I suppose a big outcome for us for today, that, like, we're putting all this into our budget submission, we're just calling on government to kind of, you know, you need to recognise that Kerry needs to see real value for what it's putting out. I don't know, has it seen that so far? We haven't. Not the level we're putting up, we certainly have it. Like, you can't ignore the people in this room today. They're all here together from within and outside the county. Every industry is represented, and it's really, really important.
So is it your hope the government will read the submission, maybe put funding towards it, or what kind of actions are you looking to see?
We're looking to see more action on the ground with communities. We're looking to see more engagement. We're looking to see more investment. I mean, there's huge opportunity already. We're already doing really well. We're very lucky to have the likes of MTU here and Kerry ETB. There's huge opportunity. Maybe develop more on that as well. And, like, Kerry already is doing well in a lot of ways, but given what we're putting out, we should be seeing a lot more benefit.
And we are very lucky, as you mentioned there, because we have so much, I suppose, to offer. There's a lot of space here. You know, it's a lovely place for people to live and to work and to relocate to as well. We've seen big investments like the likes of Estelis and things like that in recent years as well. So do you think there's the capacity here for more, I suppose, investment of that scale here?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Estelis is the biggest thing we've had in years, but it is just a turning point. Like, there's a huge opportunity for many more Estelises to come into Kerry. I suppose investment into the grid too is a huge thing we'd be asking for as well today. The grid needs to be supported like that. It's not, the capacity is nowhere near where it needs to be, like.
I also spoke to Noel Cunniff, CEO of Wind Energy Ireland. Thanks for chatting to me today. So tell me a little bit about what you're talking about here today and the importance of it.
Yeah, so it's brilliant to be here today, and thanks again to the Tralee Chamber for hosting today's event. So in Wind Energy Ireland, we're the representative body for wind in Ireland, and Kerry is the number one county when it comes to the amount of wind energy that's being produced here. About 1/8 of Ireland's overall wind energy is produced in Kerry. So it's a fantastic news story. I think the county has done really great in that. And what we're here today to talk about is how Kerry can utilise that renewable energy to bring more industry, more jobs, and more business to the county into the future.
Okay, fantastic. And there's so many opportunities you mentioned there as well, you know, and we can, I suppose, capitalise on that. How can we go about doing that, maybe, Noel?
Yeah, well, Kerry already actually has a really brilliantly established ecosystem here for onshore wind energy. So you've got Enercon, for example, one of the largest wind turbine manufacturers in the world, have their Western European headquarters here in Tralee, which is brilliant to see. You've got the Kerry ETB, you've got SSE Renewables, ESB, you've a really rich history when it comes to renewable energy. So continuing to invest in talent to help people work here is going to be important. We often hear that there's lots of examples of people that might be educated in other parts of the country but come from Kerry, and thanks to the renewable energy sector, they get to come back here, live here and work in the renewable energy industry.
Challenges are there as well. I think there's no point in denying that as well, you know, in terms of planning and the grid capacity and things like that. People have spoken about it already this morning. What would be your view on that, I suppose, and maybe how we might be able to overcome some of those challenges?
Yeah, so absolutely. I think you've hit the nail on the head there with the two biggest challenges. If I had to pick one, though, in particular, I think it is to do with Ireland's electricity grid. So Ireland had huge investment in our electricity grid from the 1950s up to the 1990s. But since then, we've really used a grid built for the 1990s to grow and develop our economy over the last 30 years, and it's reached the point where it's just very, very stretched and we're at capacity in many places, and that's pushing up prices. It's meaning that we can't connect more demand onto our system or can't connect more renewable energy onto our system. So investing in grid infrastructure has got to be a number one priority for every county in Ireland if you want to develop renewables, but also if you want to attract future industry into the county. Power is really important, and having a grid that can bring the power from where it's being generated in a wind or solar farm to a home and business that might use that is going to be vital.
And in terms of, we'll say, getting it up to where it needs to be, are you confident that that will happen, I suppose, and that it will happen in time?
I think the government and the grid operators have put in place an investment plan now for the next 5 years, which needs to be delivered. It's got the funding, the government to back that. Now we need to see it delivered. And that comes down to the acceptance of grid infrastructure, both on the ground from communities, but also the political support for that. We've seen examples in the past where grid infrastructure was planned in certain parts of Ireland, and it really didn't receive the political support that it should have. Projects ended up being cancelled or deferred or delayed, and that's now led to congestion constraints in those regions. So making sure that that doesn't happen in Kerry and in the southwest region is going to be vital.
You mentioned the opportunities that we have in terms of wind energy and what we can do, and some areas of Kerry might feel that they're already doing maybe enough. What would be your reaction to that?
I think, as I mentioned, Kerry is the number one producer of wind energy in Ireland, so Kerry has been a huge leader in this area. They're going to play a vital role in making Ireland energy independent. I think one of the interesting things that will happen in Kerry over the next 10 years or so is a lot of the existing wind fleet will reach their kind of end of life time. So a concept called repowering, where you take down the older turbines, you put up newer turbines, is going to play a bigger role in Kerry. And we've seen examples in other parts of the country where, because modern turbines can capture wind better, you actually need to replace existing turbines with less. So I think that's going to be a really key thing that we'll see in Kerry in the coming years.
Absolutely, that's very interesting to know. It sounds like it's quite a positive conversation that's taking place, and you know, that I suppose a realistic one as well, in terms of, we mentioned the opportunities but the challenges as well, it's all been discussed. It's important that those concerns are aired as well, and that people have an open and frank discussion about it, isn't it, so that we can move forward.
100%. I think ensuring that when you're developing projects that there's really early engagement with communities is so important. It's very, very rare that any project now begins its life cycle and finishes its life cycle looking the exact same. The people that are in the areas where projects are being developed, they know the area better than anyone. So making sure that they speak to the developers, that the developers speak to them, and they take into account the views of communities when they're building projects is critical. And if we can do this together, then the opportunities for Kerry will be enormous into the future.
In terms of the future, not just in Kerry, I suppose, but nationwide as well, are you confident that, I suppose, we'll see renewables kind of, you know, coming to the fore even more and more, and that will be the future, that people will buy into it more and we'll see the opportunities actually coming into fruition?
I think we're already starting to see that. I think if you look at the rollout of things like solar panels, if you look at the impact that renewables can have on people's bills, we're seeing month on month on month that the days when we have the most wind energy available, for example, prices on the wholesale market for electricity are half those on the days when we have to rely on imported fossil fuels. So if we don't move towards renewables, we're going to continue to be exposed to volatile international prices that we have no control over. We're going to continue to have high carbon emissions, and we're going to continue to have insecure energy. So if we can turn that around, we can have a sustainable, clean and affordable source of our energy for Ireland in the decades to come.
Dr. Matt Kennedy, Head of Client Transformation with the IDA, also addressed the event, and he spoke to me about the importance of clean energy in terms of foreign direct investment.
So I'm talking about the importance of clean energy in the eyes of and the lens of foreign direct investment or the multinational companies in Ireland. What they are seeking really is clean, secure supply of energy so they can actually help them grow, become more ambitious and give them the right level of sustainability credentials for their business.
And we all know how important, I suppose, it is to have investment into Ireland and the knock-on effects it can have in terms of the economy and employment as well. So how important is it that people hear that message and buy into it?
Oh, it's massively important. Like, the IDA is measured based on the size of the investments, but it's also measured in terms of the carbon that it's reducing, but also the jobs that it's creating. What we are seeing now is that significant investment happening within Ireland from an FDI perspective. Like last year, companies invested more than 2.5 billion in terms of innovation. But more interesting is that those same companies are investing over a billion last year in terms of sustainability, much of which is decarbonisation of energy supply.
In terms of Kerry, we have great opportunities here. I think we think we're quite, you know, well placed in terms of our location in the region and things like that as well. So would you be confident of seeing more investment into the region in the years to come?
Yeah, so one of the major metrics that IDA has is to improve investment within the regions. So we're committing to more than 51% of all investment to happen within the regions. Kerry has a vibrant industry base. It has a really strong grid. It has access to technological universities and third level. All of these things are critically important in terms of driving future investment.
From what you've heard today, how confident are you that what you're looking for in terms of the renewable energy, I suppose, and the buy-in from it, that actually will happen?
So it's great to see the diversity of the companies and the public sector at this event. I would be very confident in terms of the signals that are sent by government. It was great to hear the chief executive from the county council talking about their plans, but also the translation of the policy and the execution of that into real action. That's really what we're feeling today, is that the policy signals are there, but industry are ready to respond and deliver.
And in terms of companies that might be wanting to invest or want to relocate maybe into Ireland and into the southwest region, Kerry in particular, I suppose, would that be something they're looking for in terms of the renewable and the impact, and I suppose the look into the future and the aspect of how we use our energy and how it can benefit them? Is that something that they're actually looking for?
Clean energy is critical for them. So new companies coming to Ireland, of course, want access to the European market, want a stable policy environment. But critically, they want access to clean, renewable electricity. They have their own climate commitments that they're wishing to deliver upon, and using Ireland and Kerry and the infrastructure and ecosystem of Kerry to help them deliver that, that's critically important for them and a key attractor for companies that are looking to locate within Kerry.
Are you worried about the challenges and maybe the impact that might have for companies that want to come here?
In terms of the challenges, we've had great policy signals coming from government in the last 18 months, all across large energy user plans, private wire, commitments in terms of grid infrastructure and water infrastructure. All of these are really important in terms of the eyes of industry to be able to help them harness and deliver on their ambition.
And also while at the event, I chatted to Sean Golden, who is the Chief Economist and Director of Policy with Limerick Chamber. So Sean, talk me through what you're discussing here today. Obviously, it's around discussions around the Shannon Estuary, I suppose, and the impacts to both Limerick and to Kerry as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So firstly, well done to Tralee Chamber for bringing the event forward. I think what we've seen so far this morning is how Kerry is a leader in energy provision on a national level, and I think what we'll discuss later on is where we can go from here as a county in terms of Kerry, as an entire region. You know, what are the opportunities for us going forward, be it onshore or offshore wind or all the other options that are available. But what the event is really hitting home is that Kerry is a national leader in this stuff, but how do we take it to the next level, and how do the kind of three counties that make up the opportunity on the West Coast, being Clare, Limerick and Kerry, how do we capitalise on that and work together going forward?
And Sean, how important is an event like this in terms of getting, I suppose, you know, representatives from the different chambers, but from the national bodies as well together, and people in the communities as well, you know, business people, getting them all together, I suppose, and getting them to talk about, you know, what opportunities there are there and how to progress them forward? How important is that?
It's hugely important. I think, one, it's important from a regional development perspective. it's great when you have events like these in the regions and it brings people outside Dublin. It brings people outside the kind of seat of power to kind of see what life is like underground for a lot of us in some ways. And I think it's brilliant to bring them to the Coalfest. I think on the industry point of view, it's excellent to bring industry together in terms of knowledge sharing, understanding the cohesive plan going forward. But also there's an element of the local authority being here and politicians being here, and they can speak about the policy environment, the planning environment. You know, we're all well aware of the shortcomings of the planning system in Ireland at the moment. So when you bring all those entities together in a room to kind of laser focus on a point being energy and energy security, it gets the conversation going, and it's really constructive conversation. You know, we can identify challenges and opportunities, and I think it's a good pathway out. So I'm already looking forward to the next one in some ways, you know.
Absolutely. From your own point of view, I suppose, and from the Limerick perspective, what would you like to see happen in the Shannon Estuary in terms of development and, I suppose, the creation of jobs and industry there as well?
Yeah, so there's a couple of different things. I think the opportunity for all of us is obviously with the DMAPs, and what that is essentially it's a development plan for the coastal area, and what that will allow us to do is develop wind farms off the coast of Limerick, Clare, Kerry. Cork has already got their one. The national DMAP is due in 2027, so that will allow us to develop the coast. I think the other huge opportunity is the government have brought forward various plans and policies in terms of large energy users and action plans. But what that will allow us to do, I suppose, particularly in West Limerick and North Kerry, is develop parks whereby you put large energy users close to renewable energy. And there's a symbiotic relationship there. And what that'll allow is, I think it'll allow us to develop parts of counties that haven't been developed in the past. But again, it'll bring infrastructure out of Dublin and it'll put it in the regions. And I think it has potential to bring a lot of jobs and locate those close to energy provision. So I think that's a huge opportunity for all of us going forward, really.
It certainly is. Having heard from some of the speakers, I know there's more to come later on, but having heard from those that you've heard from so far today, are you confident going forward, or how do you feel?
I'm an economist, so by nature I'd be a bit pessimistic, so I'd never describe myself as optimistic or positive, but I do think it's heartening seeing that the likes of Tralee Chamber are driving events like this, and I think that's hugely important. You know, I think every county in Ireland should be doing the same. I think, you know, finding out some information that I hadn't known in the past in terms of Kerry being a leader in the actual contribution it makes, like, that sets up Kerry for great success, you know. And as a Limerick man, I might be jealous from time to times on that, you know, but that's what it is. So look, I'd be hopefully optimistic on it. There is a lot of challenges around grid. I mean, grid is the number one thing. If we want to electrify on a whole scale level like we want to do, we need drastic grid investment. There's various plans. The government have allocated a lot of money, but at the same time, you need action in terms of that. And I think that's going to be the biggest challenge for us going forward in terms of capitalizing on this opportunity.